continuing in the laws of Bedikas Chametz, the Ramah tells us that in addition to cleaning one's homes, a person also has to bear in mind other areas as well, including v'hakisim shenosin mehem l'pa'amim chametz srichem bedika. Person should check their pockets in the event that you enjoy sticking your muffins or bagels in your pockets or whatever. You have to make sure, or could be candy, which is could be chametz as well. That's right. Kosher Pesach, that talis bag. Perfect. So those are things that need to be inspected as well as one's home. It's brought down in the Ber Heitev, of course. A person would not soil their garments by putting such things in their clothes. Misha ein darko b'kach ein sarach b'dika. Of course, if a person is not going to ever do such a thing, there's no point in wasting your time checking them. Going out of order to now the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber seems a little bit difficult, as we'll explain in a moment. He says, a Mechabed chedro b'yugimol b'nisan. A person, by the 13th day of Nisan, during the day, cleans and sweeps out their entire property. Mechavin livdo kechometz levaro. It wasn't just doing spring cleaning, but your intention was to search for chametz, get rid of your chametz in your home. Venizhar shul hachnis sham od chametz. And you're pretty careful that you're not going to bring chametz into those rooms, which is what very often we do. We have certain rooms that we clean and they are supposed to be chametz free, and we minimize where we keep our chametz as Pesach continues. Interestingly enough, the Mechaber says that afal pike, nonetheless, sarach livdok b'leil yadalet. You still have an obligation to check those rooms on the 14th when it comes to Erev Pesach for the Bedikah. The reason why this is difficult, because on the surface, it seems to contradict a halacha that he said previously. The Mechaber says, Bode kol hamakomos sheish lochosh shema hechniso behem chametz. The only obligation of searching for chametz are rooms and areas where there's the possibility that chametz may have entered. V'lchein, therefore, he says, kol chadre habayis v'halios srichem bedika. All different rooms, person's attic, upper floors, you should check them. Because after all, shepa'amim adam nichnas behem upito biyado. It's possible you may walk in there. Not that you're going to be eating in those rooms. Maybe you had a phone call and you were holding onto a sandwich and inadvertently you left your bread there or something which was chametz, forgot about it, and they're sitting in your attic for months at a time. So you better check those areas. However, he says, abel otsuris yayin. Let's say a place where you store your wine. You have a wine cellar. Shein mistapik mehem insrichem bedika. These types of rooms, and similar to it, where a person will never bring chametz, there's no need to have to check them. Which is one of the other ideas of why it's necessary to understand that when it comes to cleaning the house for chametz, is completely different than spring cleaning. It's not necessary to clean your ceiling fans and to wash your windows. There's no chametz up there. But the question is, based on what he just said, it seems to contradict what he said a few moments before. That any time you know definitively that there's no chametz in a room, you shouldn't have any obligation to check there. It's only rooms where there's a chance, there's a possibility chametz may have entered. So you could ask, well, what happens in the event that you cleaned your house? And you cleaned it thoroughly, and it's spotless. So those rooms, there's no chametz. Why then is it necessary, and that's what the Mechaber tells us, to have to clean, to check those rooms on Leil Yadalet, that night, of the night of the Bedika? You would think you don't have to do it. So much so that maybe if you do such a thorough cleaning of your house, maybe when it comes to Erev Pesach, there's no need, or maybe you shouldn't even be allowed to do the Bedika that night, because after all, your house is spotless, and there is no chametz in it. So there's no purpose of doing the Bedika. So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this halacha in the following way. He says, Sha'akibud eino Bedika gemura. Even though you broke out your vacuum cleaner and you waxed your floors, that form of cleaning, of sweeping your house, that's not considered to be a Bedika gemura, a complete search. Because after all, even though you did your very best, Shema nishtar chametz be'ezeguma. It's very possible that even though you cleaned your house or you had someone, some help, and you told them to clean out certain rooms, maybe there's some chametz in a corner that was left, which you didn't see. B'afil im bodak l'or haner, b'chorin uvisadkin. Even if you did check these cracks and crevices in your home, all every little corner, gam kein tzarech l'achzer v'livdok b'layla k'chol Yisrael. You still have to be part of what everyone else is doing, and that you have to do the bedika at night. And there where he explains as follows. Even though you may have checked every single corner of your home during the day, still when it comes to the bedika that night, there's something which you may have missed. Well, what do you mean? How could I have missed? I checked everything. I even used the Or HaNer. I even used, let's say, a candle and broad daylight. And I checked every area. There is no chametz in my home. So he says as follows, Wafim Mashikasam Nil'el, because we mentioned previously, the Lav Hachi Ein Lismoch Abedikas Hayom. A person should not rely merely on the search and looking for chametz during the day. Afil Hoyel Orner, even if you did use the proper materials, use a candle, Shahaner Ein Meir Bayom Kol Kach Kamo B'Layl. Because the use of a candle during the day will not have the same positive effects as it at night. And if during the day, you can have a candle, but you're not going to be as focused on one specific area, because your whole room is lit up anyway because of the natural